that didn't sound right to her. I talked to two master tax examiners from H&R Block, one out in Belton and one there in Lee Summit. I called IRS, ended up in Denver, Colorado, explained my situation to her. I also talked to the man that did Jeanette. Well, I think he just skipped on by it rather than to make an issue of it, and which I don't think is right. And I ended up in Martinsburg, Virginia, and this lady said if they refuse or if they want to correct it, it is an error. The 1099 is an error. They want to know how to correct it, they can call out there. And they answered the phone right away. I couldn't believe the canvas isn't even working. But I explained it and explained it and explained it. Like I said, I waited 51 minutes for the one in Denver to pick up on it. I just put it on speaker and started doing something else. And it's number one, it should not be in Block 3. It should be in Block 7, non-employee compensation. And she said, the state, now we don't get involved in the state, that's up to the state. But I don't think that belongs there either, because if Carrie lives and works in Belton, then she should not have to pay state. It'd be like Walmart. Walmart's in Bentonville, Arkansas. And this is the example that I was given. If you live and work in Missouri or Kansas, you will file that state tax. You're not going to file Arkansas. And so, and you should have a 1041 with a K-1. Is that how you do for the trust? Yeah. And so they just, so far, it's all come back in error, except for this guy lives around the corner that goes to me. But that's like, you know, it ain't broke, don't fix it. But this, to me, looks like a problem. Yeah, you have to put out Missouri, but you're sending one to Kansas, and Kansas is going to want a return for their income, and they've got 3 years to come back at you. So, and of course, most people that take their forms to somebody to do don't know squat about taxes. You know what I mean? Which is Jeanette's, you know, they just drop them off and pick them up. Oh, yeah. Martinsburg, yeah, the number is 866-455-7438. Now, that has nothing to do with the Kansas part. The Kansas part, you're on your own because they don't answer. Now, they do have a website, but the number I was given, which is what I was trying all afternoon yesterday to call, was 785-368-8222. But I can't say, I mean, if you have any contact with a trust or an estate attorney, they would know a tax, you know, somebody involved with tax for trust or estate on this Kansas thing. But I feel like I'm stalled on this until I get, either you're going to refuse to get a corrected one, or we go with Kansas and pay Kansas. Yeah, because it's going to be this way every year, as long as you're using people in Missouri.